From Tailwind in Tempe, Arizona, it's the week of March 31st, 2019, and this is your Digital Minute. I'm Priscilla Plazola. Facebook announced last week the deprecation of a number of key reporting metrics within its ad interfaces. In a move to continue to optimize and build more meaningful experiences for today's marketers, new metrics will be launched, giving greater visibility to actionable insights and engagement metrics. Senior media analyst Alex Kolpinski gives us rundown of the update.
The key metrics that are going to be updated are around the offers. So whenever you're including a coupon or a special offer within one of your ads, they have an offers saved and cost per offer saved metric. That's going to be deprecated and replaced with the new post save metric and cost per post save. And this essentially is going to be recording anytime someone saves one of your ads, not just a offer, but any type of ad. They're also replacing the relevance score metric with some more helpful and more in-depth quality-related metrics, including quality ranking, engagement rate ranking, and conversion rate ranking. And these are going to be really helpful to have a more clear understanding of the relevance of your ads in multiple different facets, as opposed to just the arbitrary 1 to 10 relevance score as used previously. In the messaging world, they're also going to be looking at not just the number of replies that your ads generate with Facebook messaging, but also the number of net new conversations started. So this is going to be great when you're looking at acquiring new customers and wanting to measure the incremental number of messages that are being started from your campaigns. And then in terms of mobile app purchases, return on advertising spend, those are now going to be aggregated directly into the key ROAS metrics as opposed to being standalone for mobile app. So this will allow you to have a better understanding of the return on ad spend that you're getting across all different devices without having to look at them separately.
With the announcement, advertisers should expect to see changes go into effect on April 30th. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the matter as well. Do you see these changes as an improvement in your campaign reporting? Let us know at findyourtailwind.com/contact. A recent article floating around LinkedIn from thehustle.co points to a pretty hefty volume of purchases being complete while users have been intoxicated. According to the article, drunk shopping has resulted in a $48 billion industry that experts predict could see noteworthy increases. Our BI analyst, Andrew Karlofsky, sees a connection stemming from lowered inhibitions and optimized user experiences.
Ethically speaking, it comes down to making things very easy to for people to purchase and recognizing that a certain percentage of them will be returns and having a system for that. But from a marketer's perspective, it kind of is interesting as we look at all these different platforms as they try to get in on that impulse buy area. Amazon has been the king of it for years. People go on there all the time. They shop, they window shop, they look around. They may see something, open up the app, one swipe, and they've purchased something. They had the dash buttons. But by and large, I think they've been the best at it, but we're starting to see that trickle over into other platforms. Google's saving your shopping credentials so that when you go into your Google feed now, you're going to be able to buy directly from the Google Images feed. You've had buy now buttons on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest for quite a while now, and as those expand and become more and more relevant and integrated within ads, it's going to be a more viable tactic for digital marketers.
While most brands may not be able to capitalize on this growing trend, it does put into perspective the power and idea behind the coveted zero moment of truth, and how for some, these moments might not always be fully remembered the following morning. That about covers it for this week's edition of the Digital Minute. If you would like to learn more about some of the topics we covered today, join us over at findyourtailwind.com/blog for a full transcription of the Digital Minute, as well as links to further resources and information. Until next week, I'm Priscilla Plazola.